Bienvenidos and welcome to the Familia FFB podcast. I'm Jorge Martin, volando solo on this one. We got a special kind of all chisme edition of the Familia FFB podcast. Gracias everybody for joining us. Como siempre, es un placer. Make sure to check out our website at familiaffb.com as well as our social media channels at Familia FFB on Twitter and Instagram and our Familia Facebook page. Everybody, there is so much chisme going on. We kind of had to put together a quick show for you today. First off, let's start off with the news that woke everybody up. Leonard Fournette got released. Adios from the Jaguars. Head coach Doug Marrone said that they could not get anything in return in a trade with him, so they released him instead. This former number four pick overall, he's going to be a free agent, and for me, the likely target is going to be the Bears with David Montgomery being injured to start the season. So from a fantasy perspective, that's the one that makes for most. So he was RB16 and going number 31 overall, which just shows how much this relationship has soured. I mean, there were some grumblings that he was not a happy camper there, and now he's free agent. So Rykel Armstead is going to likely take the RB1 role. Currently, he's RB35 on Fantasy Pros ECR. So it's going to jump up a little bit, but how much, I don't know. He's likely going to share touches with Chris Thompson, who's going to be handling a lot of the passing game work. So, you know, say, I would take Armstead as a bench spot and hope that, and maybe look at him for a week and then see if maybe, you know, he's getting enough touches to be viable. So really just, stay tuned. I mean, I'm going to talk about more about the Jaguars in a second, but first off, Alvin Kamara, he's been, absent from practice since Friday, and apparently it's contract related. He's making $2 million a year right now, and he's in his fourth year of his rookie contract. So he's set to be a free agent after the season, and apparently he wants a new deal. Nothing has been, made official, in the media, so obviously he's keeping it quiet. So maybe there's some hope that this is gonna spur a little bit of more chatter, hablando más about the contract. So currently he's RB4 right now on ADP, and this is a time where, you know, we're having a lot of drafts, and you want to have your number one pick, especially someone going as high as number four, being someone locked and loaded. So do you pivot to somebody else, to a Michael Thomas, something like that? If you want to have the safe play, maybe Thomas is the play, but really you got to figure Kamara's going to be in there. He's going to make more money putting up another great season than he would playing half a season. So, here's hoping that he gets back in camp and he's starting week one for you. Another hope is Miles Sanders. So he's been working through a hamstring injury. So it's come out officially that that's what he's coming through. Some of the media have reported it. So, a little bit, he was found doing shadow drills on the side yesterday. So, which has you thinking that it's not so as serious, that he may be missing some time. But the thing is, he's not getting the regular workload at this time, which is very much necessary with there not being any preseason games. One thing to keep in mind, he did miss time during training camp last year, and he finished really strong that season. But this time, they're expecting him to be the lead caballo, so they need him to be ready. So he's going at the back end of the first round with Kenyon Drake, Aaron Jones, Josh Jacobs, those guys. I still think he's a strong play because of the fact that he's back doing work, but I wouldn't blame you if you grabbed a Jones or someone like that. Drake also has his injury issues, having been in a walking boot last week. So something to keep in mind. Keep looking for updates up to draft time. Someone who missed some time last week, Joe Mixon. He missed several days with migraines, but yesterday it came out that he plans to play week one, and that he's going to, he was found doing some light running during the scrimmage yesterday. So, you got to look at him as someone. I've been fading him, but it's more because of the fact that there's a lot of, there's a lot of things working against him. He's got what's likely going to be a bad offensive line, even though they did are expecting to get back a number one pick from last year. But again, not expected to be a good offensive line. Their defense is probably going to be bad again this year, and the rookie quarterback is probably going to be throwing a lot more. So that does not bode well for Joe Mixon, I think. So for me, at the back, I'm picking it tonight, actually, number 10 overall, and I'm going to be fading him. And I'm probably not going to take him on coming back on the second round if he's still there. So keep in mind where he is from an injury standpoint before drafting him, and be ready to go a different direction if you don't like where he stands on that draft day. One guy who's expected to miss 4 weeks is rookie wide receiver for the Eagles, Jalen Reagor. That's a tough one because they've just been getting so many injuries to that wide receiver group. Obviously, Alshon Jeffrey is going to be missing time at the beginning of the season, though there's some chatter that he could be back. I believe Jeffrey is back when he's actually back. But really, I think the way this breaks down, maybe J.J. Arcega-Whiteside is going to become a viable player this year. I think we're going to find out in the first few weeks because really him and DeSean Jackson could be the starting wide receivers. But to me, the big play is going to be the tight ends, especially Zach Ertz. I know Dallas Goedert is having a little bit of injury issues right now. I think that Ertz is someone who's going to be getting plenty of targets coming this way. He was among the tight end leaders last year. I think he's going to be right there. I mean, he's going as tight end 4 right now. I think he's a solid play there right now because of the fact that he's going to get the volume. Maybe he's not going to get the volume like a George Kittle. Also, another guy who's been having his hamstring issues, and he missed a few days of practice, even though they took an MRI of him, and they said it was negative, that there was no strain. So he's expected to be ready. But again, you know, you'd like there not to be any kind of injury concerns at that point. And if you have any injury concerns and you're picking in the second round and it's Kelce or Kittle, maybe you lean Kelce. Just because the guy hasn't missed a game in forever. Devontae Parker, he's currently according to head coach Brian Flores, without a timetable as he's dealing with a minor injury. There was nothing specific even about what that injury is, but that Flores said that he's working through it, that he's going to be back at some point, but. You know, Flores comes from that Belichick tree where you don't really give a lot of information to the media. Right now, he's going out there as wide receiver 24 in that range with Cortland Sutton, Keenan Allen, and Stephon Diggs and T.Y. Hilton. So he's expected to, he's in an area where there's still a lot of wide receiver depth in there. So, whether you want to actually take that chance with him missing some time and not grabbing one of the other receivers who are all healthy. I could see him falling all the way past even like a Marquise Brown at number 29, because Keenan Allen, to me, with Mike Williams' injury, he is going to be, I think he's going to get a lot of targets early on in the season, and the Chargers have a really, really soft schedule. And I think Diggs is going to get a lot of play from Josh Allen. So, maybe you're looking another direction from Parker, but until the point where you can't pass up on him. So stay tuned. Keep an eye on him as your draft comes along. Cooper Kupp also, he's got a low ankle sprain that he got in Saturday's scrimmage. So something to keep an eye on. One of the things that I thought was interesting was that right after Sean McVay after practice said his poker face would have given away that he was worried about Kupp's injury. So that's the one thing that has me thinking that maybe it's not a big deal. Kupp is solid right there. You know, he's going to be one of the first receivers coming off the board. Gosh, he is the Hamed. He is going up there in the range of number 18, wide receiver 18, going right behind his teammate Robert Woods and right ahead of Tyler Lockett and Terry McLaurin. So, he's in an area where there's so much depth. It just tells you how deep the wide receiver position is this year. Daryl Henderson, someone who is, been talked about being in that battle for the lead caballo position, running back for the Rams with Cam Akers. He's been cleared for light agility drills. So looking at him, it's, he's definitely been banged up with that hamstring. I don't know if I'm still taking that much of a shot on him. I think that Akers is good. I really still think that Akers is going to run away with the position, at least the lead caballo position. I think Henderson will have some plays. He will have some touchdown plays where, maybe he bangs a, 50, 60 yard run or pass play. But I don't know if he's going to be much more than a flex option for you unless the Rams just blow up. I mean, he's currently going at running back 45, so going in those later rounds. So maybe he's worth a flyer at that point. But keep an eye on how much that he doesn't have a setback, because we know that with these soft tissue injuries that those things do tend to happen. Something on the football, on the defensive side of the football, the Vikings acquired Yannick Ngakoue from the Jaguars for a second round pick. So, I think from a football standpoint, it really helps the Vikings. They're going to get a great pass rusher, one of the best in the league, and doing that for a second round pick, that's going to be amazing. To me, the other big thing about it from a fantasy standpoint, the Jaguars, their defense just lost another one of their good players, and on the heel, having this be a precursor to the Fournette release, that just tells me that they're playing for next year. They're not going to say it. Obviously, they've got a lot of faith in Gardner Minshew and DJ Chark. I think we need to invest heavily in DJ Chark at this point. They're going to be in a lot of negative game scripts. They're going to be throwing the ball a ton, and I think Chark is going to be a guy who's going to eat. And I think Minshew is a sneaky play in super flex and two quarterback leagues. So keep an eye on that one. That one's going to be I think that's going to be a sneaky good, sleeper play on offense. Another situation that's gotten further muddied, the Jets backfield. Coach Adam Gase was talking about a 60-40 split between Le'Veon Bell and Frank Gore with the backfield touches. And this is right coming on the heels of Le'Veon Bell talking about the fact that answering questions about his hamstring, saying that he's got no problem with his hamstring and that he needs to get more work to be ready for the season. And Gase is talking about keeping Bell fresh because he thought he overworked him early part of the season. Te lo digo, this is an ay Dios mío. I don't know if I want to touch this backfield situation. Earlier in the off season, I had thought that Bell would be a good play, that you would feel better about drafting him in the fourth round instead of the first round last year. I'm starting to think not even doing that this year. So to me, grab your running backs early, and in the round where you would be picking Le'Veon Bell, go grab one of the stud receivers that's out there. A little tip from La Familia FFB. Another foot injury, Ronald Jones was taken out with a left foot injury, and then he was seen with it wrapped up afterwards. So this is going to be something to monitor coming around. Coach Bruce Arians does not think that it's going to be an injury that's going to keep him out time, but again, you want to keep an eye on the situation. LeSean McCoy is there, Keshawn Vaughn, the latter coming off of COVID IR, but maybe they see some first team reps. But again, this could be a really muddy backfield for us. And the last one that we're talking about here, DeAndre Swift. He has a leg injury that was at first believed that it could cost him some snaps, but he returned to practice today on a limited basis. So, again, this is another situation to monitor. I keep looking at the time that he's missing right now and
the competition for carries at the early part of the season. I'm really looking at DeAndre Swift in from a similar lens as Miles Sanders last year, who was sharing carries or was the backup really to Jordan Howard early part of the season. And then somewhere around week 10 when Howard got hurt, the Sanders took over and took over the lead caballo position. Swift is that kind of talent. He is a first round talent. A lot of people had him as the number one running back on their boards. So you got to look at you got to look at the opportunity. I still don't like the possibility that Kerryon Johnson is going to be finishing the season healthy. So that is going to possibly open up some opportunities for Mr. Swift. So vamos a ver. We're going to keep it in the mira. We'll keep looking at it throughout the throughout training camp. And again, I think he's worth a draft pick because he's gonna they didn't draft him that early not to use him. So keep an eye on him. Again, remember that Miles Sanders comp later on in the season after Swift takes over the job. All right, bueno, eso es todo for our emergency edition of La Familia FFB podcast, the Emergencia. Thanks again to Anchor.fm for being our hosting network and for making sure our independent podcast gets out into the Familia community. And please make sure to subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes, Google, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Remember, again, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Familia FFB. You could find me at JorgeMartin17 on Twitter, as well as our Familia FFB Facebook page. Gracias otra vez, and remember, todos somos familia.